Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, April 7th, 1829, Military Notices. On this day, April 7th, 1829, local newspaper The Barbadian published important notices on behalf of the St. Michael and St. Philip militias. The St. Michael or Royal Regiment notice requested that all white and colored male inhabitants of the parish above the age of 16 and below the age of 60 to enroll their names with the field officers of the militia. By law, the categories of males identified had until April 30th to enroll. On May 8th, the enlistees were mandated by military authority to appear on the parade ground of the regiment near Indian River at 6 a.m., completely armed and accoutred. To ensure that all eligible to serve did not evade duty, landholders and householders were required to give the authorities an accurate listing of their tenants and billeted men by April 30th, or face immediate prosecution. Exemptions from service would only be granted in cases of infirmity or bodily disease. In such instances, an affidavit made before a justice of the peace would have to be produced. The notice was undersigned by Messrs. W. Eversley, W. Oxley, B. Warren, N. L. Eversley, and G. Warren. The second notice informed that the field officers of the St. Philip Battalion would be present at the officers' mess house on the 10th and 11th of April to enroll all of the white and colored male inhabitants of the parish, ages 16 to 60. Likewise, this notice contained strict prohibitions, which forbade false declarations and spurious exemptions. Persons enrolled to serve were required to be present at the usual parade ground on May 8th for a strict inspection. This second military notice was given under the authority of James Critchlow and Nathan Young. According to Professor Jerome Handler, military fortifications and a militia were established by the British in Barbados in the mid to late 1630s. In the 1640s, Parliament enacted legislation pertaining to military defences, and the militia was reorganised for the defence and protection of Barbados. The principal threats which the colonial authorities envisioned were amphibious attacks by hostile European adversaries and rebellions by the enslaved. On this day, April 7th, 1826, military announcements from the St. Michael and St. Philip militias were published in the local press. Both notices underscore the racial hierarchy existent in Barbadian slave society and the manner in which white and colored men were mobilized to shore up and perpetuate the unjust colonial power structure.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.